This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
The title for these sets of sculpture is called Way Out. I line up one group of plaster sculpture at the exit of the gallery space. These sculptures made out of plaster Paris, and then there are different sizes of it with fragments of faces. Some are heads, some are just broken legs or even torso. And this sculpture was supported by the brush. I tried to make use of my old brush, and then I tied it up and to attach to the sculpture so that it created an illusion that it looks like they have a leg. And then it leads you to go out to the balcony and you see another set of sculptures, which is even bigger in terms of size. You see a more complete body, or you see a more complete leg, and they were just fallen into the garden. Some are just smashed into pieces. Some you may see different plants growing in it. Chili paddies, the national flower, papaya, also bananas, and even pandan. I try to put in the different flavor that we have in Malaysia.
This is Front Row on the Bigger Picture, and I'm Lim Soon Heng. For many of us, looking at an art often culminates in an assessment of, I like it, I don't like it, or worse, interesting, a non-committal word for all comment. But I've been lucky enough to have some artists push me to look beyond the visible content to ask, how was it done? Why? Zelincia is an artist whose works, together with other artists, are in an exhibition entitled Making. And with him is Shalini Ganendra, who is director of the gallery. Yes. And this exhibition, Making, will open today. Or not, it already has opened.
Thursday.
It opened yesterday.
Right.
Okay. I'm going to ask you this question, Zelin. You know, when we talk about art, we see or we hear the message, but we are less aware of the medium of the message, as if the medium is transparent. So for us who are uninitiated, why is the medium important?
Especially for today's practice, medium has become far more important than the content, I would say. Like my painting, I tried to introduce aluminium as my painting surface. The reason I make this decision is because of aluminium's consists of the characters that we are having nowadays. Like we have all our iPod, iPad, which is made out of aluminium. And then you take plane to travel here and there. Plane is made out of aluminium. Aluminium has become no longer just a medium, but behind this medium, there are a kind of context that refer to our life nowadays.
So in creating this work, you have aluminium, which allows you to kind of shape it in whatever way you like, because it's quite soft, I guess. You are using aluminium foil.
I am using aluminium plate.
Plate?
Which is quite durable, but at the same time, light. And then what I am trying to approach is, I try to include the idea of undo in my painting process. Like what we did on computer, you usually has an undo key that you press and everything gone. So on my painting, I paint different layers, but from time to time, I will wash it away. And this surface allowed me to remove everything totally.
Because I have not gone to the exhibition yet, it hasn't quite opened, I haven't seen the works. But looking at the pictures sent to us in the catalogue, it all looks quite three-dimensional, even
yes.
though you have just explained that it's on a flat plate.
Yeah.
So what have you done to create the sense of a three-dimensionality?
I tried to introduce again the classic painting method, which it is always started from grid line, guidelines, you sense the space, you construct and all that. So at the same time, I deconstruct the whole process. I try not to cover too much of the surface, the color. So that is why you will tend to see all the geometry form that is being exposed to you, because of it's just incomplete.
Shalini.
Just to respond to your question about medium and content,
in the art practice of the most sophisticated practitioners, it is important to appreciate the versatility, their versatility with different mediums, and the way artists develop. Initially, content refers to an idea, and the way they express that idea through tacit means and experiment with different materiality. That really shows their expertise as craftsmen, as very high art craftsmen, and this is what this exhibition is pushing. Exactly.
Mm. In doing this, what decisions did you have to make? Once you choose aluminum, because you said of it's being connected to other aspects of aluminum in our lives, like you see smartphones and planes.
Foil. Photos. Aluminum foil.
Yeah. Aluminum foil.
That.
Yeah. Yes. Beyond that connection, what else are you pushing through this medium?
I try to push what I have as my foundation, painting, classic painting. And I have been through a proper classic training in Malaysia. And then when I went overseas, it is another story. You tend to focus in the individual development about yourself. So from there, I see the workmanship or the craftsmanship is tend to be, not to say ignored, but put in a secondary. It seems like you have a strong skill, but you may not know how to use it at the same time. So in this show, I'm trying to look back again about my technique and then whether I can use it in even attach content to the Malaysian art.
You have not just some pieces of paintings done on aluminum, but you also have these works in a way tying into an installation that you have.
Yes.
Describe for us this installation.
It's a lovely extension of his concept, which is about breaking and recreating and reuse and materiality. And he's incorporated his installation very cleverly into the architecture of the Green Gallery space using one of the turf ramps. So he's installed discarded figurative models, plaster models, and grown plants in these models and displayed them beautifully going up the turf ramp. And then he has an interactive module as well, which I will let him explain.
I'm very curious to find out, where did you get these models? And are they styrofoam models?
No, they are plaster Paris from China. It might be the second or the third edition of the original from Italy, maybe. So this is what we tend to have in the classic training, this kind of plaster statue for you to imitate.
To sketch.
To sketch.
Life models.
To train on your observation and also your skill.
These are discarded models that you're using.
Yeah.
And are they broken or did you have to break them?
I didn't break it. It just like being abandoned here and there in the art studio. Which is quite sad that it seems you are no longer like treating this sculpture as how you should treat it.
I mean, it's such an integral part of the art training, and then to be discarded and disregarded is
kind of like people, you know?
Well,
when you are younger, you have energy.
How do we behave?
Yeah.
How do we behave to other people?
You treat young people as important because they have the strength to be in your labor force. When they get old, you shove them off into homes.
Yeah.
Discarded pieces.
Yeah.
Is that what's going
on?
Yeah.
That's why I wonder whether there are still value in it.
He's resurrected them, I would say. Very beautifully, he's resurrected the pieces.
Your exhibits also allow for some interaction between the viewer and the exhibits.
Yes.
What can the viewer do?
I set up a workshop. Basically, it's a DIY workshop with a lot of different tools provided. And you will just try to learn how to break the plaster into smashes. And then you try to include different ingredients. You end up molded some new form of plaster.
And you'll be there to teach them?
I am not there to teach, but I did set up a computer there. And then I have downloaded some of the instructions from the internet. So the viewer may go on and research for some way.
So it's literally a DIY.
Yes.
Shalini, Zerlin is only one of several artists. Who are the other artists you've invited?
We are delighted to also have Aniketni Madian, who is well known for her wooden sculpture work. And she will present a new series, which specifically made for making, where she experiments with three-dimensional structures and forms with a utilitarian function as well. So she's created lovely wooden lamps and tables with her wooden sculptures. And Li Leng Wong, who is a ceramicist, will be also presenting her newest works, which are wonderful candle stands, large, elaborate, and theatrical candle stands.
So when we look at these candle stands, for instance, how will we see the process?
The candle stands are a good example because what Li Leng has done is it's clearly complicated. They are comprised of, if you will, beads of ceramics, different forms, flying rabbits, you know, balloons, and they are threaded onto this very tall candle stand. So it does reflect the level of work and thoughtfulness and decorative elements that Li Leng has applied.
As part of this exhibition, will you have the artists there to provide talks or
yes.
interactions so that as members of the public coming to see the exhibition, we are also learning?
Sun Heng, that's very important to us to actually share that knowledge base and to normally have the artists at the opening, at the very least, to share their processes and their thoughts in terms of the work that's presented. So we will be having that at the opening, as well as having modules. And when guests come and they would like to meet the artists, we would certainly be happy to arrange for that.
Making is an art exhibition which will run till Friday, August 12th at the Shalini Ganendra Fine Art in Section 16, Petaling Jaya on Lorong 7B. Gallery hours are 11 a.m. to 7 p.m. Tuesday through to Saturday. The gallery is closed on Sunday and Monday.
Correct.
Thank you both for coming in.
Thank you.
Thank you, Sun Heng.
This is Front Row on the Bigger Picture and I'm Lim Sun Heng, BFM 89.9.
Ani Madian, embedded in wooden strips, ridges that reflect Puakumba weaves. And those panels of ridges with these openings assembled into three-dimensional structures, whether it be spheres or linear structures, and then light emanating through it to reflect shadow of the three-dimensional structure on a wall and on a floor, creating a mood as well as an impression.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, The Business Station.